in the summer, we'd get... We lived in Etherhead Close, off Ludwick Way. The old Etherhead Close, because it's all been rebuilt. And we... It was a cul-de-sac. Nobody ever came up there. We'd get home. One of us would go around the gardens, say, oh, your mum ain't got no washing out. That was the skipping rope, the washing line. And we'd have two people outside the road turning the skipping rope, and the whole of the street would be in there. And then we used to play things like hide-and-seek, cricket in the street, weekends. We used to play football against Bazenburn Close, which was the next cul-de-sac up. Lunch was half-time. Same with cricket, two-day match in the summer, Saturday and Sunday over the back field, which is now, I believe, part of Ludwick School. 53? Every night in the summer, us kids were in the street playing some sport. Football, cricket, races round the cul-de-sac, because we used to come from Ludwick Way up one side, round the circle at the top, down the other side, across the road, because there was no cars. So yeah, we was always keeping fit, and it was enjoyable. Nobody was saying, you've got to do it. And like every street, we had the mandatory witch up. I shouldn't say it, really. But we had the mandatory witch up there. If the ball went in her garden, it was, oh, I'm not going to get it, you know. Yeah. Then I joined Petra Boys Club. Yeah. It was just at the back of where we lived, and lots of people went there. The rumour was that if you joined, you could go swimming on a Tuesday night in the winter. There was a bus or some sort of thing that used to get us up to Islington. And wow. We used to go to this indoor pool. And from what I remember, you had the changing rooms around the side of the pool, chairs up above the changing rooms. So consequently, we used to go up and jump from there into the pool. If my children had done it, I'd have gone mad. Yeah, so we used to go up there. I think it was Fortnum's it cost us. I was in the Scouts. I was in the Cubs before the Scouts. Six or seven, something like that. I was in the fifth, which, when I joined, it was on a field beside St Mary's Church, which has now got bungalows on it.
Yeah.
And then when they started building the bungalows, I was in the Scouts, and the senior Scouts and some of the dads took the Scout hut down and moved it to the back of St Michael's Church. Yeah, because we lost our bit of ground.
Lost a bit of land.
And St Michael's had a field adjacent to the church, and it was classed as a church troop. If I remember rightly, we wore a cross on our scarf, brown with a gold border. When I was at school, I was quite nippy at athletics. So I joined the Garden City Athletics Club when they were at Hanside playing fields, the rugby pitch. And I was with them for, oh, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years, something like that. I got picked to, I went to the White City. I was working at De Havilland's because I got an apprenticeship at De Havs.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me a month of work around about, I'm just trying to think, January, God, it's really freezing, I know that. And I went up on this. It was Olympic probables youngsters sort of thing. And we got there, and the first day it said, right, who's doing sprinting? And as the distance got longer, fewer hands went up. Anybody thought of doing a steeplechase? Well, in those days, there was hardly anybody done a steeplechase because there was no track. And you had to dig a hole for the water. Yep. So if you dug a hole at Hanside, some old deer and a dog would fall in it and drown. So this guy said, anybody want to have a go? I thought, well, I'll have a go at that. And when the summer came, as you do at that age, we'd go to the Beehive. On the way to the Beehive, we'd take a football. Because I was immobilised, I used to play in goal. And then as it got better, I came a little bit further out. And in the end, I took football up again. When I got engaged, I'm not sure if it's when I got engaged to Doreen, but she had a massive family, and they had their own football team. Family and friends. So I played for them in the Sunday League for about 4 years, 5 years. That's when the Sunday League first started. Oh, it was great. It was really good because everybody knew everybody and all the other sides, and it was just fun. Then it got too big and it started getting nasty because they brought, if I remember right, they brought Hatfield into it and other towns around the area came into it, and it lost it. It lost some of it. It wasn't a kick around by a lot of people that wanted to kick a ball around, if you know what I mean. Then I played for Garden City. It was just something to do on a Saturday. And because, to be quite honest, there was nothing to do in the Garden City.